This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 59, and this is part one. Writing a mess from my hometown.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This smile be something.
Welcome back. As I said in episode 58, this is going to be something special and new because this podcast episode is the first part of a double feature that will be followed by a second part coming soon. I'm going to take you right into my classical work in the first year at university, and I'm also going to take you to Normandy, France. Why? How about joining in and stay here for the next couple of moments? Let's start right now. Imagine a little roadside chapel in France, somewhere close to the coast, in Normandy. Half a year before, I had been asked by a friend to help him with singing in the male choir, which he led and conducted. He was also the leader of a band I joined while earning the money for my studies at university. As I mentioned before, he was a friend, and so I said yes as an answer to his question. We came right out of the busy streets of Paris when we headed close to our destiny, a little town close to shore. After a long trip inside the coach with all the singers, I turned out a little exhausted and got inside the chapel, with 10 more minutes to stay before the coach would get back on the road again. I sat down inside the little chapel, and the bright morning light shone through the colored glass of the windows as I suddenly heard this melody. Of course, it did not come from the outside of the chapel, but I wondered, because it came from the inside of my mind. I heard these words, Kyrie eleison, which is Latin and means, Lord have mercy on me. So we were on our way to a concert to represent our town to the friends of the French town we were heading to. And as I got up, with all the bright and colored lights shining like a magical curtain softly through the room of the chapel, I decided to write a mass from my hometown. And so I did.
Thank you.
In the old words of Roman Catholic tradition of the service, you have the Kyrie eleison, then it is followed by the Christe eleison, which means Christ have mercy on me. I imagine it as a little dialogue between the person and the unknown, the divine you're talking to. So right in here, this little dialogue is symbolized by an alto and a soprano. And finally, the whole choir joins in. You may have already realized that this is taken from a live recording and you hear no professional singers. No, but some who were so courageous and well-minded to get into that sphere that they did so great and made me proud to accompany them on piano that day and, at the same time, to conduct them while moving through the score in front of a huge crowd inside the Church of Barnatal on January 30th. Way back in 2010. What a wonderful memory, I can tell you. All these wonderful women and men did sing with their heart that day. What a gift to join in something like this. As you've already noticed, there we go with a Kyrie eleison again. It's the last step of the lyrics inside the first part of the Mass. And as I sit here in my studio working on this episode for you, I do realize how much I love this piece of music and the memory with all the wonderful people that went along to get it on stage, so to say. And as a prophet is a stranger amongst its own people, it's a fact that since 2010, this Mass has not been performed again. What a pity. But a good opportunity to give it to you along with this podcast. That, yes, that makes me smile. But let us hear the rest of the Kyrie right now. Well, I hope you enjoyed the music of this first part. Thank you for listening, and I've appreciated you being with me today. And a If you're still interested in the second part, there will be another episode following this one and coming soon. You won't find this recording on Apple Music or Spotify, but I offer videos of the Mass on my YouTube channel. Just go there and look for Mass for My Hometown, Part 1 and 2. There you can listen to it and see the choir while singing on that beautiful day at the end of January. If you enjoyed this episode, just spread a word about it and please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come. If you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.